Saturday was a bleak day, a day of silence and stillness, a day when Jesus was isolated, confined, a day when God literally was dead. Yet the enemies of Jesus were very nervous and wanted to make sure he stayed dead and buried. The next day, the one after Preparation Day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. Psalm 2 comes to mind as a warning to those who plot against the Son of God. "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles.' The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, 'I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he will be angry and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." On this day, on Saturday, take refuge in Jesus. Acts 4:12 clearly says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." But according to Ephesians 1:7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace." It's Saturday. This year, many of us are also confined. We're isolated, practicing social distancing. Jesus understands. Use this day to meditate on your salvation. How can you and I ever thank God for the price he paid for our redemption? The only appropriate response is to give him our hearts and our lives. Then remember, Sunday is coming.